Good morning, and we welcome back to the program State Representative Alex Zimmerman. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, Tom.
And, of course, Monday begins the 2024 short session of the Indiana Legislature, and seeing a lot of reports, and from what I'm hearing, and I'm sure your expectations are the same, that lawmakers are pretty much managing expectations compared to, you know, some of the things that were passed in last year's session.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. I think this year will be more of a fine-tuning type session. We took a lot of big swings last year and in prior sessions. So I think this year is going to be more of a fine-tuning. Let's see what we really need to fix. And then let's see what we've passed prior years. Let's see that play out. And if we need to come back next year and fix it, we will. I think this year, you know, let things play out. It is a short session, so there's not a whole lot of time to digest a big piece of legislation. So get in, get out, and just fine-tune what we need to.
And, too, that would also stand the reason, the fact that odd number years are the budget years, and that's usually where it seems like a lot of things, a lot of action going on there. And in addition to some of the legislation that was passed last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's always going to be big issues that come up. Obviously, education will continue to be a big topic of discussion, but because it's not a budget year, that takes a lot of the big financial bills off of the table for this year.
And I understand it's what, 130 bills have been proposed to this point?
That may be right. The last time I checked, the House had about 50 bills, so there may have been more filed. I just haven't checked.
All right. And, of course, as you mentioned, education, I'm sure also health care reform is a big topic, or at least one that will be under consideration. What do you, from what you're hearing, what do you think would be other top issues at the State House this year, Alex?
Well, as I said, education is going to be a big issue. There's going to be a push to look at third grade reading literacy trying to put some guardrails on retention at the third grade level. We're still looking at that, and as well as just accountability for our students and making sure they're getting to school, looking at how we can address chronic absenteeism in the state. Other issues, as you mentioned, health care is always a big topic. It has been for a number of years, and I expect it to continue this year. And then, you know, since it is such a short, compressed 8-week session, I think those will be the big two topics this year, Tom.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and then we'll continue our conversation with State Representative Alex Zimmerman right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with State Representative Alex Zimmerman. And, of course, this is your first go-round in the legislature. And your thoughts on going through the process, not only winning the Republican Party caucus over the summer, but also getting sworn in and then taking in some of the things that you've done to this point.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this to be my first session serving in the House. I served 6 years on staff previously, so it's not a new environment, but I'm really excited to get up there in this role and see from the other side what it looks like. And I'm very excited. As you mentioned, I was sworn in back in the late summer of 2023, and for the last 5 months, I've just been getting around the district and learning more about the folks in House District 67 and how I can best serve them. I'm very excited to get started on Monday and get to work.
And as far as we talked about in the previous segment, Alex, about some of the things that are on the agenda for this session. But Have you heard from the folks back home as to what they would like to see passed or at least acted on?
Well, property taxes is always a big issue that I get a lot of contact about. Obviously, everyone would like to lower their property taxes, as would I. And so it's just, you know, those are things that I think will come up this session. And what that looks like yet, I'm not sure, but we'll just have to wait and see.
And I think another thing that I've been hearing about as far, or at least reading, is the fact that, you know, a lot of the heavily contested, you know, they got the gubernatorial primary and half the folks and the senators and representatives on the 2024 ballot. You know, been hearing things about the fact that this will really be on speed dial, so to speak, as far as this session. That a lot of there'll be a lot of your colleagues will be looking to get back home and campaign.
That's absolutely right, Tom. Every member of the House, the half of the Senate, is up for election this year, as is the gubernatorial race and the presidential race. So, you know, there's certainly an interest to among my colleagues to get back home and get ready for this election cycle. So that is part of the nature of the short term of the short session, and you know, we're just going to get in, get our work done, and go back home.
And of course, by law, the legislature in the short session year is has a deadline to get its work done, I understand.
Yeah, March 14th, by law, we have to get our work wrapped up. There's been talk about wrapping that up earlier, but by law, we have to be done by March 14th.
All right. And then, Alex Zimmerman, how can folks get a hold of you during the session and, you know, if they want to weigh in on a particular issue?
Yeah, they can certainly contact my office by email at h67@iga.in.gov. And they can also call my office at the State House as well.
All right. So, again, that is h67.iga.gov. .in.gov.
That's correct.
All right. Anything else, Alex Zimmerman, before we let you get back to it?
No, I appreciate your time, Tom, and I'm looking forward to get to work on Monday.
All right. Well, Alex Zimmerman, State Representative, House District 67. Again, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us this morning. Stay well, and look forward to talking with you during the session.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk soon.